We all know that our main sources of energy, coal, oil, and gas, the so-called fossil fuels, they take millions of years to develop. And at some point in the future, they are going to run out. So we have to think about this now. What happens when the oil runs out? When there's no more coal, no more gas? Where do we get our energy from? So this presentation is about some of the possible solutions to the future of energy supplies. We need to think about alternatives, about renewable sources of energy, and as we know, there are a number of these. Some countries, like Denmark, for example, have already set a target of being completely independent of fossil fuels by 2050. How this can be achieved is still not clear, but there's a lot of research that suggests that there aren't really any technological or economic reasons for not making this change. So today, we're going to look at three of the solutions, three ways to generate renewable energy. What we want to do is to show that there are concerns about all of these solutions. But these concerns, these ideas, are not actually a problem because the technologies are developing and improving all the time. Okay, we only have a few minutes, so each part of the presentation will be quite short. So firstly, Louise is going to talk about solar energy and the idea that it's too expensive. Then Yakut is going to look at wind power and the concern that it's unreliable. And finally, I'll talk about a third possible solution, marine energy, energy from the sea, and the idea that it's too expensive and difficult to produce. But I should say that these are only some of the possible solutions. There isn't time to talk about all of them. So, over to you, Louisa.